Now to politics, where Democrats currently enjoy a significant fundraising advantage in the presidential election. The Biden campaign and the Democratic National Committee combined have about $100 million more cash on hand than Trump and the Republican National Committee. Biden is using that edge to get early ads out, specifically ads that try to address some of his vulnerabilities, particularly with Black and Latino voters. Let's bring in NPR's senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. He's watching all the campaign ads that are running right now. Hey, Domenico.
Hey, Mary Louise.
Okay, so where are we in the election ad cycle? And do the ads airing now even matter that much? We've still got, what, 7 months plus to go before the election?
Yeah, it's pretty early, but it can really make a difference for a campaign. Early ads can set a narrative. They can allow a candidate to define themselves and their opponents, especially if those ads are left unanswered. Candidates really try to short vulnerabilities as well. Right now, the Biden campaign is running about four times as much in ads since Super Tuesday than Trump and his allies. According to our partners at Ad Impact, Biden and groups supporting him have spent $11 million in that time on ads compared to only $3 million for groups supporting Trump. And practically none of that money is coming from the Trump campaign itself right now.
Okay, and we said that Biden is trying to use these ads to address concerns about his vulnerabilities. Like what, and who's he trying to reach?
Yeah, importantly, Biden's approval ratings have been lagging with some key groups that he needs to come out and support him again, like they did in 2020, particularly Black, Latino, and young voters. Let's listen to this ad where Biden appeals directly to Black voters.
As bad as Trump was, his economy was worse, and Black America felt it the most. He cut health insurance while giving tax breaks to the wealthy and big business. As president, I put money in pockets and capped the cost of insulin at $35 a month. There's a lot more to do, but we can do it together.
So Biden there is making a policy argument focused on healthcare and personal finances. And this is running in places like Atlanta, Detroit, Philadelphia, Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, and Milwaukee, key markets in states with significant Black populations that could make a real difference this fall.
And then what about Latino voters?
Well, Biden's running ads in English and in Spanish. Let's listen to part of this one in Spanish. It opens talking about nuestros abuelos, our grandparents, and how, like in the previous ad we heard, Biden has lowered the price of insulin to $35.
Para nuestros abuelos,
la insulina $35
o cientos de dólares.
Esta es la diferencia entre Joe Biden
y Donald Trump.
So the narrators there are talking about the choice between Biden and Trump, and they argue that Biden's policies are saving hundreds of dollars. The ad goes on to make an appeal to women on abortion rights, talking about having the freedom to control their own bodies or potentially having doctors go to jail for performing abortions. And this push by Biden is notable because Trump has had some success with Latino voters. He saw shifts in his favor with them in 2020 in places like Florida and South Texas. But right now, Trump, who has been somewhat cash-strapped, isn't on the airwaves making these appeals that he would want to. He probably will do so in coming months.
Loop back to abortion rights, which you just mentioned. Beyond Black and Latino voters, is that a message that the candidates are going to be pushing more broadly?
Yeah, definitely. This is going to be a key issue in this election. Here's a little bit of how the Biden campaign is framing the argument against Trump in one ad.
Which America do you want to live in? In Trump's America, abortion would be banned. Women could be punished for getting reproductive care. In Biden's America, women are allowed to make their own healthcare decisions.
Yeah, and remember, this is the first election since the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision, and even Trump recognized the power of this issue and how it's hampered Republicans in the last few cycles. Democrats are already spending millions of dollars to remind voters Trump is responsible for the justices who overturned Roe.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro. Thank you, Domenico.
You're welcome.